Instructions. Follow carefully. Release the handle by pulling down the strap and tightening the fasteners. Press the button and remove the safety cap. Then turn the knob to unleash the spring and wind the excess slack onto the spool. Loosen the screws on the plate lid and insert the tabs into the slots. Rotate the control switch a quarter of a turn before lowering the two levers. Then drop the main crank into a neutral position. Be careful not to unscrew the housing before engaging the catch. Plug in and you're set to go. If smoke fills the room, read the troubleshooting guide at the rear of this manual. I like the good actors, the real actors, the ones who keep their lives private. Sean Penn, Harvey Keitel, Alan Arkin, Robert Duvall, Al Pacino, Jack Nicholson, Johnny Depp, Robert De Niro, Gary Oldman, William Hurt, Dustin Hoffman, Gene Hackman, Gary Sinise, Christopher Walken, Gary Busey. They keep to themselves. You don't see them appearing all the time on TV. They don't cooperate with Access Hollywood and Entertainment Tonight. They're actors, not celebrities. They keep to themselves. That's why their work is so good. Good for them. Dear Ma, even though you're dead, I wanted you to know I'm doing real well. No thanks to you, I might add. I now have my own TV show, and it's getting very high ratings. I play the part of a guy whose mother dies, but it doesn't really bother him. I know they don't have good reception where you are, so I'm going to send you a tape. Do you think a tape will be okay in the intense heat? Love, Dirk. I don't like ass-kissers, flag-wavers, or team players. I like people who buck the system, individualists. I often warn kids, somewhere along the way, someone is going to tell you there is no I in team. What you should tell them is, maybe not, but there is an I in independence, individuality, and integrity. Avoid teams at all cost. Keep your circle small. Never join a group that has a name. If they say, we're the so-and-sos, take a walk. And if somehow you must join, if it's unavoidable, such as a union or a trade association, go ahead and join, but don't participate. It will be your death. And if they tell you you're not a team player, just congratulate them on being so observant. You ever run over a guy with your car, and you kind of panic, you know? So you back up, and you run over him a second time. And then you realize you have to get the fuck out of there before the police show up. So you put it in drive again and run over him a third time. What the fuck? Might as well. What else you gonna do at that point? Drive around him? Anyway, as you drive away, did you ever reflect on the fact that each time you ran over him, the crunching sound got fainter and fainter? That's because he already had two good deep grooves pressed into him that you kept driving through. Parents are such fucking doofuses. I saw a bumper sticker that said, Proud Parents of a Sailor. What the fuck is so special about being a sailor? How about Proud Parents of a Tailor? Isn't a tailor worthy, too? The whole proud parent thing is bullshit. Pretty soon I'm expecting to see Proud Parents of a Child. Have a little self-respect, will you? You never see children with bumper stickers that say, Proud son of Mr. and Mrs. Clayman. That's because Mr. and Mrs. Clayman are such fucking doofuses. I don't think there's really such a thing as morality. I think it's a human construct designed to facilitate the control of people. Values, ethics, legal standards. All of these things are human-generated, and they're lumped under some vague idea called morality. But suppose humans got it wrong. Suppose there's no actual objective morality. Suppose there's just a natural, worldly, secular, common-sense standard of behavior whose purpose is what's best for getting along and what's best for survival. That would be a good system. Why should a system like that be overlaid with a sense of spooky, mystical, judgmental oversight?